Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, the premier growth partner exclusively for independent jewelers. Today, we are diving into a topic that usually gets one of two reactions from the store owners I talk to. Either you've never touched it because it feels like a high-stakes gamble, or you tried it once, burned through a few thousand dollars with nothing to show for it, and swore you'd never give Google another dime. I completely understand both of those perspectives. But here is the reality for independent jewelers in 2026. If you aren't running pay-per-click advertising correctly, you are leaving serious revenue on the table for your competitors to scoop up. Done right, PPC is one of the highest ROI channels available to us. Done wrong, it is a very efficient way to throw money away. The difference isn't luck, it's strategy, structure, and building campaigns specifically for a jewelry store, not a generic business. When we talk about PPC, we're primarily talking about Google Ads. This is where the high-intent buyers are. These are the people searching for engagement rings near me or custom jewelry design. These are people already in the market looking for exactly what you offer. But why do so many jewelers fail here? The first reason is what I call the broad match trap. If your campaign is built on broad keywords like jewelry or rings, you are paying for clicks from people looking for costume jewelry, repair tutorials, or celebrity gossip. Without a disciplined negative keyword strategy, you're just funding Google's revenue, not your own growth. The second mistake is sending that hard-earned traffic to your homepage. If someone searches for a custom engagement ring and lands on your homepage, they have to hunt for the information. Most won't, they'll bounce. A ring buyer needs to land on a page about your custom process. A repair customer needs to land on your services page. When you match the landing page to the search intent, your conversion rates jump significantly. We also see a lot of national bidding on local businesses. If you're a jeweler in Charlotte, you have no business paying for clicks from someone in Denver. Your targeting needs to be precise, your city, your zip codes, and a reasonable driving radius. Every click from outside that area is wasted spend. And finally, the most fatal error, no conversion tracking. If you can't measure which clicks turn into phone calls or store visits, you're flying blind. You cannot optimize what you do not measure. So, what does a winning structure look like? We organize campaigns around buyer intent. Your bridal and engagement category is your high-value segment. These campaigns need dedicated budgets and landing pages that address the specific anxieties of a ring buyer, the fear of buying the wrong thing, and the need for a jeweler they can trust. Then you have your fine jewelry and collections, which are perfect for gift-giving seasons like Valentine's Day or Mother's Day. Don't overlook your services either. Keywords for repairs and appraisals often have lower competition and lower costs per click. This builds a steady flow of foot traffic that often converts into high-value sales down the road. I also want to touch on Google's Performance Max, or PMAX. It's often pitched as a set-it-and-forget-it solution, but for an independent jeweler, it requires extreme caution. Without proper asset groups and regular audits, the AI can easily route your budget toward low-value inventory. We find that most independent jewelers see the best results by keeping dedicated search campaigns running alongside any PMAX activity. Now let's talk numbers. What do good results actually look like? In most local markets, jewelry-specific clicks range from $2 to $8. But don't obsess over the cost per click. Focus on the cost per qualified lead. If a custom jewelry lead is worth $500 in expected revenue to you, then paying $30 to $60 for that lead is a massive win. You should be seeing click-through rates between 5 and 12%. If you're below 3%, your ads aren't resonating or you're targeting the wrong people. Lastly, remember the mobile-first reality. Most of these searches are happening on a smartphone. If your site is slow, if the phone number is hard to find, or if your diamond images look blurry on a small screen, you're essentially running a beautiful store with a locked front door. PPC isn't a gamble when it's handled with a jeweler's precision. It's a predictable engine for growth. If you want to see exactly how we would apply these strategies to your specific market and your store, I invite you to visit us at deepearthmkt.com. We can help you stop the wasted spend and start capturing the high-intent customers you're currently missing. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Holland, and I'll see you in the next episode.